continuing in the Kalim. So Kahati, as he explains the sheet of Achorayan that we were working with last week. So it's a little unclear from the Rush and the Rash, but he says that the Achorayan is the indentation in the bottom of the cup. That much we understood. Like if you have a silver cup, many times the bottom is hollow. So the Rush and the Rash, they both said that that's Achorayan. Achorayan means means like the back of the cup. Back in the sense of the back in the sense of opposite the main functional side. Right? Like your front is your face. That's where most of your function is. And your back is behind you. Right? So the back of a kli wouldn't be laterally, because there's no difference which side you're going to say is the main side. Right? So you'd have to say the back means, in terms of vertical, that the main function of the cup is the top, the upper portion of the cup. So the back of the cup means the bottom. Following? Fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's logical. Anyhow. But this is the point I was unsure of, and he's clarifying, assuming he's right, that there is a difference between the toch of the top and the toch of the bottom. That in terms of becoming tamei from the main receptacle, that's even through the avir. Okay. But in terms of achorayan, it's dafka if it touches the toch, not in the avir of the toch. You saw that in there. You saw that, right? Did you see that in the Rash? It's not clear. I wasn't sure if he meant the whole thing is drabanan, or if he meant that aspect is drabanan. But he's learning him to mean that midor. It seems he's learning that midoraisa. That it is midoraisa. The only thing is a bit of a chilek midoraisa. That the main usable part you will be tamei through the avir, but the bottom, which is considered like a secondary receptacle, because he says sometimes you can flip it over and use the bottom. Says that, but that bottom part, he says, v'dafka shenoga hatuma bebeis hakibul shebachorein, had to actually touch it. Everything becomes tamei. The whole kli. No. When the kli becomes tamei, the whole kli becomes tamei. Right. So if you had a cup, and a dead sheretz was hanging within the airspace of the cup, the main receptacle of the cup, the whole cup will become tamei, right? And now, if something touches the outside of the cup, that thing will become tamei too. But if the cup were flipped over, and the base were now at the top, right? If the cup was backwards, right? Get it? If the cup was backwards, then that's like a good rule. How do you turn a cup backwards? Anyhow. So, if the cup were backwards, then what? And the sherets were hanging in the avir of the base, it wouldn't be tamei. But if it hit the bottom, hit the base, it would be tamei.
Not even the avir of the base, though?
What?
Is that really obvious, or the base? Kind of
obvious. No, the base is hollow. It has to be space. It has to be that the base could be used as a cup also. It's like a kiddush cup, right. So that's a strange din. That becomes like a strange din. Let me see the lashon in the. I wasn't sure what it meant. I'll read it to you. Right. So I mean, you have to say like this. You have to say something along these lines, that the main part of the cup that has designation as the receptacle. Right. I mean, that's designated as the receptacle. So therefore, its avir is really part of the structure of the cup. Because it's defined, the cup was made to have this avir. That's what it's made for. That's part of the hazmana. That's part of the intention and the construction of this cup, to contain a certain amount of space. Correct? So the avir is really... Is in terms of kli cheres, we consider the function of the thing. So the avir is considered the part of the kos itself. All right. But the bottom of the cup is not a toch. In terms of definition, it's not a toch by design. It wasn't designed that way, so that you could have a secondary use of that's not why they make a kiddush cup with a. It's not why they make a kli kesef with the base kibble on the bottom. The reason they do that is it's cheaper, right? And it's not as heavy. So then it would come out that it has a base kibble. Not in terms of hazmana, but in fact. In other words, the kli cheres is only metame through its functional aspect, not through its substantial aspect. So the functional aspect is really it's the avir of the receptacle. Now the avir of the main cup when it's forward facing is exhibiting its main function, its functional area, the toch of the top, right? That's definitively its toch. That's definitively in terms of what the kli is. But it's possible to use the other toch. But that would not be a toch. In terms of the kli's definition, that would be a toch just in terms of the way that you're actually using it. Okay? But that toch doesn't emerge until you actually use it. You understand? It would actually have to be resting in it. In order for it... In other words, some have a... There's a toch by definition, and then there's a toch by usage. The toch, by definition, is the upper part of the cup. It's the forward-facing receptacle. So that has a toch by definition. So since it's by definition, the avir exists all the time. Okay, but the other toch doesn't have a toch by definition, but it can have a toch through actual usage. That means to say that its idea of toch doesn't emerge until it's actually being used. So that's why it would require, that's why its avir doesn't exist. If something were hanging in the avir, there is no avir. Avir only exists when the thing exists as a base kibble definitively. But it's not a base kibble at all. It's a stand, it's a base. It's not a base kibble. It's the pedestal. It's not the receptacle. It's the pedestal, right? But you can convert it into a base kibble through misuse. But that's misuse. Okay. So since it's through misuse, it's only considered a base kibbol when it's actually being used that way. Dangling it in its avir has not completed its usage. You haven't used it yet. You might be teasing, but you haven't used it yet. You understand what I'm trying to say? No, it's logically I'm trying to solve this problem. This is the problem. The problem is like this. When you engage the achorav of the kli cheres, okay, are you being mitame it as a toch, or are you being mitame it as a gav? Okay. It doesn't seem to defy, it seems to defy either definition. Because if it were a toch, it should have avir. Right? So in terms of the way, in terms of what a toch is mitame through avira. So why is this not mitame through avira? But if you're going to tell me it's mitame as a gav, a kli cheres is not mitame as a gav. You can tell me it's a gav because it's negia, but there is no tumas gab of a kli cheres. So then it comes out that it's like metame as a toch, but only through negia. Why? If it's a toch, if it really is a toch, it should have avir too. So what I'm saying is, it's a toch, but it's only a toch through usage. So avir doesn't exist. Avir of a toch only exists when it's definitively toch. But there's no avir of a toch that just emerges through the actual usage. Because avir means even before you use it, there's a definition of what this is. Even beforehand, it defines just through its asiya. But you can't say that the base kibul of the base of the stand is a base kibul at all through asiya. Through asiya, the cup should never be used that way. Right? So it's only because you actually use it that it gets the definition. But the actual usage doesn't begin in the avir. The actual usage begins in the when it's resting. So it really is metame as a toch. But your usage is really giving it the shem toch. So since your usage is giving it the shem toch, it won't be metame as a toch until it's actually resting. You hear what I'm saying? The usage is what gives it the same toch. But you don't use the avir, you use the base. You use the substance. The substance is where the usage emerges. But by a regular cup, it already has its usage defined, predefined, through the das of the osa. That definition gives the avir a present existence, a present definition. So then it's a negia. It's a negia of a part of the kli. What's going on? Guys, I'll tell you, in other words, it's the usage that defines it as a toch. So if I have the upside down cup and I dangled something in the avir, okay? Let's say BMAC told me, he said, don't use the bottom of my cup as a cup. That just annoys me. Okay? So me being a smart aleck, I would take a little thing and I would dangle it into the avir. And he would say, did you use the cup? I said, no, I did not use the cup. Right? And then but if it dropped, which is obviously what I'm hoping would happen, if it actually dropped into the cup, right, then I would have to admit I used the cup. Right? But the usage doesn't start from the avir. So when the avir is metame, the kli cheres, it's not because that's considered usage. It's the fact that it is defined as its usage. It has an avir. But if it only gets the definition of through the usage itself, then there's no avir until then there's no avir. Now, is there an avir while it's being used? That's a good conceptual question. I don't know. That's not a good conceptual answer. No, it was once it's real. Right, and this explains also something that was strange that we were reading last week, which seemed forced, was that the Rush said, because you could turn it over and use it. I mean, that's certainly not in the das of any osa kli, that just in case I'm going to be able to turn it over and use it. But he means it functions. It does have function. It doesn't have design, but it has function. Design gives it avir, function doesn't.